Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
You are not going to believe who is in studio right now with us. And good thing for you to know that it's rated R, so you can say
We be cussing over here.
You can say whatever you want to say, but we have the official, I'm going to let you say it.
OG Stanker Booty.
And yes, he has the grill in. Well, is the grill real?
It's real. They just ain't permanent. I could pull them out. Hold on.
He's about to show me.
They come out.
Wait, what? So it's like a retainer?
Yeah, pretty much. And then you just
I ain't gonna ask to try it on or anything. I trust you.
It ain't gonna fit you, girl. It ain't gonna fit you. It ain't one fit to everybody.
When'd you get that?
Probably about 6 months ago, I think. I've always wanted goats, just my whole life.
Wait, is there diamonds in it too?
Nah, it's just diamond cuts. But my bottoms, they were supposed to be here today. I went down to the post office to get them. But they're not here. The bottoms
What's
are all diamonds.
What's up with the post office? Why y'all running late all the time?
I don't know. I can't. Y'all got bad mailman. That's what that is. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
My man is cool as hell. But listen, you got diamond cuts in there. Can you put diamonds in there at some point?
Yeah, probably. I can just have. I had to send them back out and go get some. But it's probably better off
so
to just
had
go
to
get
order.
A hole. Yeah, yeah. You
like
got to get the mold.
You put the mold in. Wait, and this ain't at your dentist. Where is this?
Nah, you can get them done at your dentist. Your dentist will do the mold for you. But I just went down to the. To the little jewelry shop downtown on Vine Street or Main Street.
I couldn't imagine my dentist. If I walked in like, I want a grill. I couldn't imagine
I don't
the dentist
think you
I go
to.
Be like,
to the dentist
yes,
and tell him like, let me get some goals. Hook me
I
want
to see your what?
Yeah.
Your grill.
But yeah, my diamonds are coming in tomorrow, hopefully. I'm hoping. You know how the post office be? They'll
okay.
be late.
Listen, this we know. Y'all just want to send us bills. Why don't you ever send us some
checks.
Good stuff?
I'll be having your checks sometimes, too.
I'm trying to think when the last time I got a check in the mail.
Some people still get them, though.
That's been a minute.
Everybody usually direct deposit now, but...
You ever catch someone trying to steal mail?
No. Nah. I ain't seen nobody.
What would
like,
you do
not
if you
personally.
Were on your route?
Oh, I'm on their ass. I'm on their ass. I'm not
when
on
you were
that.
And there was a porch pirate trying to steal something.
Oh, I'm going after him. Like, yeah, especially if it's something I just delivered. Like, hold up. Because hold up. Nah. My people need them. You know what I mean? Like.
So literally, you'd be like, bring that back.
Yeah.
Would you like legit tackle?
I don't know if I go tackle him.
Would you just trip
that,
him?
You know what I mean? I'm just a mailman, but yeah.
Would you like throw your back?
Lasso his head.
Listen, USPS, that's who you work for officially,
yep,
right?
Yep.
You need to give this man a raise because he's ready to come out and show out. He's ready to get those, what I always say it wrong, burglars.
Burglars, yeah, yeah.
I think that's just the Cincinnati
burglars.
Way.
It's the R and the L's.
Right. We just like to, you know, mix them around up here. Okay, so born and raised here?
Yeah, born and raised. Price
born
Hill.
And raised in Cincinnati. Did Price you go? Hill. What school did you go to?
I went to K through fifth. I went to Roberts, Paideia, and then 6th through 8th, I went to Carson.
Okay.
And then I went to Euler High School down on State Avenue.
I don't even know. How many people were in your high school?
Not that many. I think we graduated with probably like 40 people.
Cause,
so like I was the first graduating class of Euler of 2010. So like 8th grade summer they built on 9th grade. 9th grade summer they built on 10th and so on and so forth. But yeah, I was the first graduating class. That's history.
That.
I done made history down there.
He's like, I'm about to make it again.
Man.
Well, I didn't know. It's so funny because TikTok has so many people. And I came across, like, you know, just scrolling, and you came on my FYP.
Right.
And I was like, to Josh, I was like, look at this dude. I was like, he's hilarious. I was like, he's from Cincinnati. He's like, how do you not know him? I've been following him for
Yeah, that's crazy.
I had no clue.
And I didn't even know Josh was following me till the other day. I just started following him yesterday.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I seen his
like,
live, and I was
so
like,
funny.
Oh, look. He got like 40 people in there. You was live. You had a bunch in there. He only had 40. I was like, oh, he's going to see my comments. Let me comment on his live real quick. He was like, oh, that's Sean. That's my guy.
Yeah, he was so funny because when I said that, he was like, oh, yeah, he does this. And he said, and I was like, oh, dang. How are you from Virginia following
right.
someone that's like 10, 15
yeah,
minutes
it's
from
weird
me?
How the algorithm works because there's still a lot of people in Cincinnati that don't even know me. And then they'll see my show like, oh, I see him on TikTok. Like, that's me.
I laugh my butt off because I'll have Cincinnati gear on all the time.
Yeah.
Every Sunday, I got my Bengals gear on.
Right.
And then some in between, right? Mondays when we
yeah,
we,
yeah,
and
yeah.
And I got
yeah.
the gear on. People are like, oh, my God, I love you. I'm like, I've been in Cincinnati
yeah,
the whole
life.
The whole time.
The whole time.
I don't know. But it is cool how TikTok brings people together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's done a lot for me. Because
we
would have
probably never, ever, ever met.
Yeah, probably never.
Or be sitting in this studio.
Right.
So let's talk about that. How has it changed? When did you start?
February. I think my very first video was a little transition video because I didn't know what the hell TikTok was.
I need to see this. I'm going to make you pull it up so
yeah,
I can actually
yeah,
see
it. I'll pull it up. Look, it was when I was allowed to record in my uniform and everything. So
okay.
I'm like, let's see how quick I can get rid of this mail or something. I don't know. I just snapped it away and it's gone. And it's a horrible transition too. It's
fine.
So bad.
I gotta see it because normally our first videos, you look back like that's so cringe.
Yeah, and you could just see the progress like through the weeks.
It.
But it's cool, man. It's done got me way busier. Like, and I just
so you started in February.
I started in February. Oh yes, February 16th, 2022. Yeah,
okay.
22. So I've been on here about a year and a half.
About a year and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you started posting videos. When did you start blowing up?
I would say probably the past 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
Because I think
what
in
video
May,
was it? Because you can probably like.
Yeah, I think it was a Temu video. It was a couple of them. That Temu video.
Okay, explain
the Temu
video.
Tire. That one was, I don't know. What you want me to explain? I'm Temu tired, damn it. But, That one took all the way off. I think that one got like 14 million.
That's the
or something.
One you were telling people that they're buying too much
yeah,
on Temu.
Yep, yep.
And you have to keep
like,
delivering.
Like, can y'all
it
chill
all?
Out on the Temu website a little bit for me? Y'all killing me.
It's such facts.
It is. Y'all
when
be going
Temu
crazy,
blew up,
man.
Yeah,
I think they're under investigation right now, allegedly, because apparently whoever's running it was running another app that was stealing everybody's information. And then they shut that app down, but the same people who was running that app run Temu.
Oop.
So yeah, y'all better watch out. Y'all better chill out.
I ain't never bought anything
from Temu. I'm gonna go ahead and put y'all better go to Shein or something.
Get on that TikTok shop.
Yeah.
Get
you
on
might
that
as
game.
Well get on there.
Get on that game. So you start in February, the Temu video blows up, And things have just been what, crazy?
Busy.
Since?
Yeah. I mean, podcasts, interviews, concerts. That Jelly Roll concert was good. That was,
yeah, tell us about that. So you,
that was a whole
how did
movie.
That come about?
I don't know. I found out he was coming to Cincinnati, and I was like, all right, let me do a little video real quick. And you know what I mean? The tickets was like $110. I'm like, damn. Last time I seen him in Mad Frog, tickets was like $5-$10. So I'm like, all right, I can make this into a little jokey joke.
Right.
And then he commented on my video, and I think what it was, I did the butterfly, and I think that's what it was. He was like, I said, the butterfly, that's old. I'm trying to go see Jelly, bro. So I think he commented on that and was like, I got you, bro. Let me know what show you want to come to.
That's awesome.
And then we started writing each other. And I didn't ask him, like, how am I going to get these tickets? How am I supposed to get them?
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote Mama Ty. He didn't write me back either. It's the next day. The show's the next day. I'm like, damn. Like, there we go. Like, we talking about everything other than how I'm supposed to get these tickets.
Right.
Then I wrote Mama Ty. No, I didn't tell on him. I just wrote her. Like, hey, I don't know how to get a hold of him, but how I'm supposed to get these tickets? And then she wrote Bunny. and then Bunny got me together. I'm like, yes. But I didn't get to see him in Cincinnati. So his manager, his manager, Stan, who does all his radio and all that, I guess he's the manager of the record label, I don't know.
Okay.
But he called me that next day, that Friday, and was like, bro, if you come out to Indy, like, I got your tickets, I will call. Just come on out. I'm like, bet. And that's when I ended up meeting him out there.
Because, I mean, that's only what, hour and a half?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was like 4 o'clock when he told me. I'm like, I'm on my way. I think it was a 2-hour and 5-minute drive. And then we just got a hotel out there.
I mean, that's not far. I mean,
yeah,
in the grand scheme of things, Cincinnati and Indianapolis is like.
I got noticed out there, too. As soon as I pulled up, got out the car, like, OG Stank of Booty. I'm like, you better quit playing. You know me out here.
Did you have your gear on?
Yeah, I had my little Stank shirt on. Yeah.
I love it. He's got it on right now. It's so, these bills and yo check.
I think that was pretty creative. Like, I think that's what. You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking, like, I can't have, how I just don't want to give an envelope and be like, yeah, here's your bill. You know
right.
what I mean? It sucks. I don't want everybody to think the post office just gives bills because.
Look, you just
we really
deliver
don't,
what gets
but,
brought
right,
to
exactly,
you.
Right, exactly.
People can't be
but
mad.
I'm like, let me just write these bills on it. Like, it's either going to hit or it ain't. Like,
that's
they're going to
awesome.
Be like, and
no,
then
the merch is fire. Where can they get merch?
The link is in my bio.
All right.
And it's
over
on Amazon.
Are you on any of the other?
Nope, I think it's just on Amazon. It's on my.
Okay.
It's on Instagram too, but it's in the bio. There's so many fake accounts, man. It's like hard to even instruct somebody how to go follow me.
No, we were talking about that. Like it gets insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It literally gets insane because you're just like, how do I get that fake account? How do I get that one down?
Yeah.
How do I get that one down?
And then everybody writing like, what did I win? Did I win something? Like, nah, I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no
don't
gifts
even get
for
me
you.
Started.
I'm sorry.
Don't even get me. Someone did it this morning. Like, what telegram do I write you? I'm like,
yeah. Somebody else, my wife even asked me, like, they're replying back to comments in my videos. And then my wife was like, hold on, you got a telegram? I was like, what is this?
That's exactly what happens is they'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
They'll comment and it's like, message me on Telegram. I'm like, you might want to message me on a pigeon because I don't
even
know
what
Telegram is.
Me either. I thought I was thinking it took me straight back in the day. Like, you know how they used to send telegrams like before cell phones?
I'm telling
you. That's exactly
what
I thought.
People are going to try and scam any way that they can. Okay, so you went to the concert in Cincinnati. Then you went to the concert out there. You hung out with Jelly.
Yep.
Give us some other.
Man, everything they say about him is true, but 10 times better. I mean, when this dude hugs you, like, he's oppressor. You know what I mean?
Aww.
Like, you feel the love in this hug. It was crazy.
I can't stand, because I just started following them, I would say, in the last few months as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Bunny and I are mutuals now, but I just don't understand all the hate.
Right, yeah.
That they
either.
Get. I'm like,
it's crazy.
Why do y'all care?
I know.
Let them live their life.
Yeah.
I think you and I had this conversation when we were on the phone the other day. I think when you're just from a certain place and you've come up yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you come up like you didn't.
Just molded
like,
different.
You are. You're just like, your thought process is different. You're not trying to be all judgmental. Like, well, this happened and then. No, it's just like, damn, y'all came up. That's good for you.
Yeah.
It's like you root for people differently.
That shit inspires me. You know what I mean? Like, when I see somebody that was in the same boat as me, if not worse, you know what I'm saying? And then I see them, that's crazy. It's crazy. It inspires me. It makes me want to get my shit together and keep grinding. You know what I mean?
That's how I think. I think everyone should be that way.
Yeah.
Because you know, other people are like, well, they shouldn't because of what?
Right.
Who shouldn't come up because of what?
Why hate? And then a lot of people be like, oh, they're just lucky, or they're like, no, they work for that. You know what
people
I mean?
People don't see the work that goes behind a lot of stuff. I mean, including yourself. Like, look at your page. Like, you have to. There's content you have to come up with.
Yeah.
There's places that you go for appearances or whatever you do. Like,
a lot
even
of people
taking the time
me
here.
That too. Like, yeah. Oh, you're lucky. You're getting to go hang out with Jelly Roll, and you've been on the podcast and the radio. And like, bro, you think they just picked me?
You busted you and grinded to get where you're
like,
at.
Like, I did these videos every single day.
right.
Like, sometimes 3-4 a day. But you know what I mean? It's just hard work pays off.
Well,
you just got to stay consistent.
I'm proud of you.
I appreciate
being from Cincinnati, knowing where you're from, knowing where I'm from, like, I couldn't be happier for you.
That means a lot to me, for real. Thank you.
When I saw you come across, the first things I was like, oh, he's in Cincinnati? Like, ain't no way. Because I saw your Bengals gear.
The first video?
I think that was the first video, the one I commented on. And I was like, whoa, he's got to come hang out with us down on the banks. Like, that would just be so much fun.
Right.
Because you just don't, one, you don't meet a lot of people. And then it's like, does your vibe match?
Right.
You know, because
For sure.
We were having a lot of people put on
the internet, too. And
absolutely.
It's like, are you really this outside off of the camera? Like, and,
absolutely.
Well, I think that's why nobody shared. That's why I didn't have a Facebook digital creator. I didn't have an Instagram first store. And I ain't had none of that. Because nobody would share my videos on Facebook. And they're like, bro,
really?
Well, we already know how you are. Like, that ain't funny to me. Like, you're a little. But if I put it on TikTok, like, it'll go viral. And I'm like, how everybody on here think I'm funny, but don't nobody on my Facebook think
your
I'm funny. Like, y'all
I'm
get on my nerves.
It.
But they're all just like, well, we know how you act, bro. Like,
right.
So it's just, oh, that's just Sean just riding down the street on the skateboard on the
but
side.
But that's why
like,
people love you, is because you're just you.
Right. Yeah.
You're not trying to put on any front. You're not, and listen, no hate to the people that are playing a character.
Right. Yeah.
As long as they're
absolutely.
Not saying like, oh, I'm a good person, I'm a good person. And then they turn out to be a shitbag.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not
right.
cool with. But if they're playing a character, that's fine. Whatever. Like, there's people that get on live and they try to be all mean and hate.
Yeah.
Like, if that's your thing, that's your thing. I don't vibe with that. I'm not trying to go live.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to do any of that. But if you are a good person and then you stay true to yourself, like, outside of that.
And it bleeds through you, too. Like, people can just see if you on here acting something that you ain't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can see it.
Well, we
I can just
about that
see right
day.
Through it. Yeah.
Like, how it's like, you come across enough people that were fake that you're like, I see you're on some slick shit.
Yeah, you already know. Like,
I already know what angle you're trying
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you barking up the wrong tree.
I'm
gone
telling you.
Somewhere.
That's it. That is exactly. All right. So born and raised in Cincinnati, K through 12, graduated. What made you go into the post office?
Because I ain't had no college degree and I felt like, hell yeah, that's a good job. Let me get in there.
I mean,
but
y'all
before
get some good benefits
was,
and good money, I
yeah,
think.
Before I did, I laid hardwood floor straight out of high school. And then I worked at Frito-Lay because in hardwood floor, all that shit gets, it's like seasonal. In the winter, you don't get no work.
Really?
It's crazy, yeah. They send you on little repairs and
okay.
it just
yeah,
it ain't worth
just
the money.
Your body? Doesn't that break your body?
Yeah,
down too?
Oh yeah, knees, all that. But same
I
with the mailman.
And that's,
yeah, no. And then I went to Frito-Lay. I worked there for like 2.5 years. And
what did you do there? Did you in the factory
pick
or did
chips,
you drive?
No, I was in the warehouse. I picked chips. So like they was already bagged and I wasn't in the production. I was just in the well, I guess that is production. I wasn't in the factory, in the plant.
Okay.
I was just bagging them and putting them
and
in
then
totes.
Putting them in.
Right. So I did that for 2.5 years, got tired of that. That was me. Like, I get tired of a job real quick. Post office is the longest job I've ever had.
You think it's your attention span?
I don't know. It might be. I just get bored with it.
Because I'm the same way. About 3 years
probably,
in, I'm like, it's
it
time
could
for
be,
something else.
But I ain't even, like, medicated or nothing. I don't got it. Like, what they call that? What is it? ADHD or something? I ain't got none of that.
I'm not medicated either, but I'm sure as shit.
Yeah, I probably need to go get something because I'm telling you, it'd be early as hell and I'd have cracked all these jokes. Like, damn, it ain't even 10 o'clock. Calm your little ass down.
You're so, like, I got a lot
yeah, I don't even drink coffee. Don't give me no damn 5-hour energy. I'll be bouncing
you know,
off the
I
walls.
I don't even drink caffeine.
Really?
I don't even touch it. No coffee. If I had an energy drink, Ain't no way.
See, I don't like, I do the little 5-hour energy drink shot, mm-hmm. but I can't do the Monsters because we
like before
drink.
before you deliver, you're like,
yeah,
that 5-hour.
Yeah, I'll do that little 5-hour energy. Hey, we
that's
boost
why
scooting.
You be skipping
yeah,
time.
Hell yeah. I got grass to cut after work. I gotta go.
He's like, let me do a little 5-hour energy.
Yeah.
Here's your mail, Mrs. Smith.
Skirt, skirt. I give you tomorrow's mail today.
I'm ahead of the game.
That's why my bosses love me, though.
I don't play.
Like, when I'm at work to work. You know what I mean?
Look, you seem super genuine, and you seem like a hard worker. I kind of know some of your background about what you've been around. Let's talk about that a little bit. What you grew up around, and how did you not partake in a lot of that stuff?
I have no clue. I think a lot of it had to deal with, like, my stepdad. His friends were, like, pretty much in the same boat as my friends, just all off on doing some crazy shit. And he just kept on the right path, you know what I mean?
He didn't dabble in all the drugs everybody else was around with.
He wasn't going in and out of jail, because everybody I looked up to, they all went to jail. They all got on dope or whatever, you know what I mean? Took the wrong path. But I think I learned from my stepdad. Like, he took his nieces and nephews in, all four of them, and they lived with us. And we was... You know what I mean? Struggling. He was the only one putting money on the table. My mama had to stay home with them all. So we was,
How many kids
It was together? Five of us together,
oh,
all
wow.
total. Yeah. His four nieces and nephews, and then me. And then my little brother.
Are you
brother,
the only child?
Nah, I got a little brother, but he passed away at 15. He had cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. But he was supposed to die at 6 months. Like, they said he wasn't going to live. They wanted.
So y'all got a lot of bonus years out of
Yeah, 15. Aww. That's the way I look at it. That's how I get through it. You know what I mean? I still talk to him every day, but. That's besides the point. So I think my stepdad, I don't know, he gave up his youth for these kids, you know what I mean? And I seen that at a young age. I couldn't stand, you know, I hated him. Like, I remember him and my mom got married, I cried. I hid behind our little recliner and cried. I don't know why.
How old were you?
I was probably like 6, 7. Nah, shit, I was probably like 10, 11. I was probably older for real. I'm just saying that because I don't want nobody to make fun of him.
He's
15 crying in the corner.
He's 21.
Right.
You ain't going to marry my mom.
I still had nightmares.
Like, out of a scene out of Step Brothers. I ain't going to like him.
Yeah. I'm not calling him dad.
But it sounds like it was a perfect fit and a perfect role model for you.
It worked out. But I didn't realize what he was doing until I was grown. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't. It's a cycle.
Right.
And I was explaining this to someone the other day because, like, their kids are not talking to him. I'm like, listen, it's a cycle.
Yeah.
They love you, want to be around you.
Yep.
And then they're like, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And then eventually it comes around like, oh, wait a minute, you kind of knew what you're talking about. Okay, I'm sorry. You really knew what you were talking about. And then the relationship gets stronger. So, unfortunately, I'm not looking forward to that.
Right,
my son, because right now he's still, mommy, I love you, and
wait
hugs,
till you get older and you start being bruh.
he did
start
call me
bruh
the other
girl.
Day. I was like, oh, here we go.
Homegirl, what's for dinner?
Nah, he knows better, because mama, I don't like to cook.
Right.
And I'll be cooking something, he's like, oh, I got to eat this gluten-free stuff. Like, ugh, why is my mom torturing me? Like,
give me the sugar.
Yes, facts. So it sounds like he still around?
Yeah, he's still around. My dad, he's overdosed. He died a couple years ago. But he's still around. They're like my best friend. My circle's small.
All of this. You have his friends, you have your friends, you have everybody just straight up into drugs, dying left and right.
Yeah.
What made you say,
I mean, my friends didn't start dying until I was older, but like 16, 17, then they start getting on dope, going right down the wrong path. And I think just seeing him the way I think before I act, so I'm going to think about what's going to happen, what these consequences are if I go and do this. And it's just, I don't know, it's blessed me. I don't know why. I still question myself, like, why me? Like, why everybody around me done got locked up or on dope and done overdose and died? And why me? That's why I stay busy. That's why I like my job, because I work a lot. And I grow up, I live in a fucked up neighborhood, so it's a lot of the devil on every corner. So I just... As long as you stay busy, you good.
Yes, the devil is on every corner, but you can look at it this way too. You could live in an amazing neighborhood, but there's other trials and tribulations.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying on that? It might not be the drugs, it might not be in your face, but you know, you stay true to yourself and stay down the path that you're trying to stay down with you and your wife and your kids. How long have you guys been married?
We've been married 2 years, but I've been with her since I've been 18. So we've been together. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We, you know how we do in the
hood. Well, you finally put a
together.
Ring on that?
Yeah, you know how we do in the hood, though? We be together for 29 years. And be like, all right, I'm going ahead and marry her ass. Yeah. I don't think she going to leave me. Come here, baby.
We've been together
diamonds.
2 decades. I guess she's right. I guess she's committed. No, that's great. Okay, and you guys have three?
Three girls, yep.
Oh, three Lord. Daughters. Three girls.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Three girls.
Our
so
oldest?
That's where I grew up. I have an older, I'm middle.
Oh,
older
okay.
And younger sister.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
God
our
bless
oldest
my
is
dad.
19. Our youngest is 14. Our youngest is 11. Our middle
okay,
child
the middle
is 14. 14. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
but the oldest is my stepdaughter.
Teenage, almost
so,
teenage
yeah.
girls?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. We go through so much
pets?
Toilet paper. Yeah. I got a pit bull and a chihuahua. That's
boys
a funny
girls?
Combination. They're both boys.
Oh, okay. You had to bring
yeah.
some boys in there. See, even our dog was a girl. So my dad was
really?
The
goodness. I feel bad
but when
for
it
him.
Came time for periods and everything else, like everybody's
yeah.
beating.
Yeah. There's so many tampons and pads in my bathroom. It's ridiculous. Like, we got the little stand that go behind the toilet. And then we got a little tray just for little pads and tampons and shit.
You just are like, this is my life.
Yeah.
This is my life.
I just stare at them like, damn it.
It's fine.
Yeah. Don't forget your phone. Don't forget your phone while you're trying to take shit. You just read the tampon box. Taking it old school. You know how they say, put your foot on the toilet?
Big old pamphlets in those
yeah. boxes. Just unravel. Like, damn.
You're like, what? Come here, girls. You need to know anything about this? I got
right.
you. I read the
45 degree angle. Place your foot on the toilet. Ease it in.
Don't leave.
He a good dad. You hear me?
Y'all need the regulars or you need the supers right now?
Right.
I got you.
I explained it to you in Spanish. I done learned that. You flip the side in Spanish. I could read it.
I got you. Oh my gosh. Are they similar with like their wit and
yeah,
things like
they're
that?
They're goofy as hell, man. They're goofy. My 19-year-old, she well, that's my stepdaughter, so she still act like me though. She's
but she's
a
been around you how long?
Yeah, since she's been 4 or 5,
yeah.
something like that. So it's been a while, so she acts like me. She's witty, though, but she'd be moody at the same time.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to know how to approach her. Like, when she come home from work and she just slammed that door, and then it's like, ooh, give her about 15 minutes. Don't say nothing to her right now. Y'all leave her alone.
Sean done learned.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's hard being a step-parent, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
And now I know what my stepdad was going through, and I'm like, okay, but it's all start. She realizing what I'm doing for her. And so our relationship has gotten way better.
Yeah.
But my 14-year-old, she's her own person. Like, she got her own little laugh. She gonna go viral with her laugh. If I, like, she just be corny,
like,
man.
Because you know I like
just,
laughs, so
yeah,
I gotta hear
you
her
will
laugh.
Love her laugh.
I gotta
I'm
hear
telling
her
I'm
laugh.
Gonna record it and I'm gonna send it to you
do
one
it.
Day. I don't even know how to do her laugh, but she be like, ha, ha, ha. I don't even know how to do it. No.
It
it's
sounds
crazy.
Like a character.
It's crazy. It sounds just like
she's
a character.
Get her in the back laughing.
She got like 4 or 5 different little laughs, too. I'm like, girl, what is you doing?
She's
chill
ready.
Out. She's ready. She is ready.
Would you let her be on social media full time?
I don't know. She's really shy, though, at the same time, but.
So she could just do a voiceover then?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got. And then it could be her
yeah,
voice. And then
yeah,
no one would know. They would think
right,
it's your laugh.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to have her do that.
Now,
I'm
does she help you with
it.
Your fit? Who helps you with your fits every week?
Me?
Oh, he got
yeah.
salty.
Me?
Yo, he got a
don't nobody help
face.
Me with my fit check.
He got so insulted.
I go in there, look, I jump in the shower, I throw it on. I go in there, I'll be like, babe, what you think?
I'll be okay,
like, he
so
did
you get
it,
a little
didn't.
Help.
Yeah, I just ask them what they think.
Okay.
And then if they tell me, no, I don't like it, I'll be like, I don't care. You ain't got to wear it. Like, I know I put this shit on.
I'm telling you, it was the first one, the Bengals fan. I was laughing my butt off the entire video.
Oh,
I
with
was
the
like,
boing with the shoestrings.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome. Because the Bengals, I mean, that was the first thing I was like, not many people outside of Cincinnati really just
right.
rock a whole
yeah,
fit.
A whole
so
Bengals
like,
fit like that.
Hold
right.
on a second. Then I see the Mustang in the background. I'm like, now I know he's in Cincinnati.
That boy ain't got the front half of his car.
You know what I call it? The double convertible.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's going to be my next shirt, though. Top down, front off. I'm going to be sitting in the front
like
of
like a reverse
it.
Mullet.
Yeah. New subject. We're not about to talk about my Mustang.
Listen, no, I think you have to be, if you were born and raised in Cincinnati, you owned a Mustang at some point.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Because I did. I had like a gold blue
one. I'm trying to think. Did my mom? Yeah, my mama had an old one, though.
I'm
like an old one.
Maybe it's the fourth. I don't know. All I know is that when I saw the Mustang, I saw the Bengals fit. I saw the Mustang. I'm like, he 100%. And then I clicked. I was like, he is.
I bet you the tires bald on that Mustang.
He probably has the cassette.
Yeah. Dude, it's a double din. It's a CD and a cassette.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. But you have to be from here. I was telling Josh that. I said, I don't know if it's just a Cincinnati thing or other cities have it the same
right.
way. Like, but when you have found your people that live in your city,
you just know. You just know right off rip.
I'm like, you just know. Then I was listening to you. I was like, huh. I was trying to guess what city you were in without like trying to like look
right,
zip code.
Right.
And then I was like, all right, okay, he's either there or he's there. I was like, this is hilarious. Okay, so people have been talking about this Mustang. People said they want to fix it. People have said they're trying to do a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
But we don't know if that's legit.
I don't know if that's legit or not. I think that's fake.
Well, we need to get that shut down.
Yeah, we need to figure that out. I ain't did that either. I ain't looked into it or
we don't want people trying to capitalize on the reverse mullet Mustang.
It's ridiculous.
we don't want that. Okay, would you fix your Mustang or would you get a new car?
Nah, I would definitely fix it up. It's a one-time owner. It's only got 144,000 miles
only?
On it, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I still got the original clutch. Like, so I got to get a new clutch.
And he said only like it's going to have 40,000 miles. I was like, okay.
But,
that's
mean, that's good. 140 for a 2,000. That's good.
Oh, it's
good.
A 2,000?
It's a 2,000, yeah. Hey. I'm about to get historical tags on that. You better
You're going to finally put a ring on that, too? And
yeah,
spin around
Throw some rims on it.
So I'm like, okay, you stuck around long enough for me, girl. I got you now.
Yeah. I'm going to get you a new little rag top on there. You want a new little headlight?
He's officially committing, y'all. He's committing.
But yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, ain't no sense of going and getting a car payment. It's all paid off. And I paid $800 for it. And it wasn't
back in 2000?
No. Hell no. I bought it off one of my customers. Yeah, it was sitting in their driveway. And because I deliver over in East Price Hill. So it's a little more bougie over that way. And it was bougier than where I'm from on the west side of Price Hill. So I seen it was sitting in her driveway and it wasn't covered up or nothing. I'm like, for 2-3 years, I'm like, what y'all doing with this car? And they're like, oh, you want to buy it? I'm like, yeah, how much you want for it? I'll give you $1,000. They're like, it ain't ran in 2 years. Hey, give us $800. I'm like, all right, bet. It needs a fuel pump, brakes, rotors, tires. And I put all that on it. And then what else I had to do? Oh, a little something under the hood, a little pulley or some shit I had to replace. But other than that, I probably got $1,500 into it. Even with the $800
that I paid
for
it. When did you buy it?
Probably about 3 years ago, four years ago. But it's got the original clutch.
That's crazy it just sat there. Because, I mean, it's cool. Like,
well, her husband is a big, tall dude, so he couldn't fit in it.
Oh.
And she didn't like driving in the winter because it's a stick and it'll, you know what I mean? If you hang on to that clutch.
Oh, Cincinnati with the heels?
You hang on to that clutch a little bit, you're spinning tires in the rain and whatever. So
it just sat.
Yeah, it just sat. She was like, I got a four-wheel drive.
How'd the bumper get taken off?
Okay, so it wasn't my fault. I ain't never been. This is my first little accident. So see what happened was.
Then we know, right?
I'm on my way to work, and I'm in the right-hand lane by the sidewalk.
Okay.
And all the car, now mind you, it's rush hour. It's like 7:30 in the morning.
On the street
or on the street.
Okay.
And all the cars in the middle lane, they slowing down. I'm like, what the hell are they doing? I'm in the right-hand lane coming up on them, and they're letting this car turn left. And it's rush hour. I'm like, why are y'all stopping? It ain't no light. It's just an intersection.
Okay.
And they're letting this car turn. Soon as she turned, boom, it was too late. I slammed on my brakes, and I T-boned her. And she had three car seats in the back seat, scared the hell out of me. Luckily, she just dropped her kids off at school. She ain't had the babies with her. But
it's her fault, though.
Yeah, it was her fault. She ain't had no license, no insurance, nothing. She didn't speak English, so I was done.
So there's nothing you do.
Yeah, nothing.
But do you
I do have insurance, but not full coverage. I only had liability. Because it's a 2000, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they told me it's
I
not worth.
I thought you were going to say you ran up in that right lane. That's why I was picturing in my head, like, in the right lane, there was a car parked where it should have been parked, and you just, like, ran out. I was like, oh, shoot.
No, she was turning.
So it's her fault, but you can't do anything.
Right. And I couldn't afford no $1,200 deductible to get it fixed.
Right.
So I'm like, well, it still runs. Like, ain't nothing wrong with it. just body work. So it gets me back and forth to work.
Do the kids get in it?
Yeah, they hell yeah, they get in it every morning before school.
Takes you one yeah. place to another. Now it's a famous.
Yeah, they love it now.
Now it's a famous little Ford Mustang. You should hang Christmas.
I ain't never
stuff
gonna get it.
It
fixed.
No, you
I'm
shouldn't.
Gonna keep the bumper off.
Get it if you ever get like you come up, you know, just get another car, leave that one in
yeah,
front. No one
yeah,
has to
that's
know
what
that
I'm
you
gonna can. Do. That's what I'm gonna do.
So, what would your dream car be?
I don't even know.
Like straight up, like dream.
All
dream.
The way. I don't know. I like probably a BMW for real.
Okay.
What
maybe color?
A Mercedes G-Wagon. Red. I like red.
Red?
Yeah, red's my favorite
you
color.
You gonna do that red interior?
I don't know. Wife probably ain't gonna like. Probably white. Ooh, white interior.
Wife's like, nah, ooh, we ain't doing red.
Yeah, she
I'm
like,
not a big fan of
that.
Like the red interior, but I had black with like a red like race stripe piping.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, eh. But my son's like, ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
That was my last car. But yeah, the red, I'm like, y'all, that's extra, but hey.
Yeah. I really like ain't it. Never even really thought about no dream car. I don't
so
know.
Red.
I just, yeah.
A red,
red
Beamer or Mercedes.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. All right, y'all, we need to make this happen for Christmas. No.
We're going to put these bills on hold, y'all.
Now, are you trying to stay where you're at? You trying to move? Tell
I'm
us what
moving.
Your future looks like.
I just paid off my credit. I'm spending this little TikTok money I'm making right. I'm not out here just splurging like everybody thinks, you know. Oh, he bought a new hat. Spend your money right. Get a bumper.
That's
like,
what they
come
say?
Come on. Hell yeah, they
shut
say
up.
That. And they think I keep
oh,
buying new
Lord.
Clothes. But really, I ain't
We're
bought no new clothes.
We're about to go shopping after this. I'm about to buy you a hat. Unless someone say something about
I
you.
I bought a pair of Air Force Ones the other day. That's the first thing I bought with my little TikTok money. Everything oh, else Lord. I've been reinvesting in myself.
You have
myself.
Your head
like,
on straight.
Yeah.
When those people say that, you got to just
yeah,
laugh
Yeah, I
off.
Do. And it's crazy. It's like, where in the hell you think I'm going to buy this Nietzsche shirt at? Where they sell Nietzsche at? Like, they don't sell that shit no
I'm
more.
I'm at the
like, yeah.
Okay, leave me alone.
So, but I paid off all my credit. I'm just waiting for it to fall off. And then I'm getting the hell out of Price Hill. I got to.
What's like your dream area?
I don't even know. Granite countertop. Somewhere with a granite countertop. A fenced in backyard. Some of that good air. I ain't talking about no window unit. I'm talking about with the little, you press the little dial on the wall. I'm like, babe, I'm going to turn the air up a little bit.
give me a couple of cities that you might, that you're like, oh, okay, I could.
I really want to move down to Texas. I don't know what city.
Oh,
I don't
damn.
Know. I heard,
not even in Ohio anymore.
I heard housing is cheap as hell
My
down
sister
there.
Lives in Dallas.
And then I also want to go to Vegas, too. I went out there one time, and I just, I don't know, I loved it out there. It's a blast. I love the nightlife out there, and just, I feel like I can make a lot of money out there anyway.
Okay, so when he said he's moving on up, he did not mean in Cincinnati.
Right, moving on out of the state.
Out of the state completely.
Nah, this first time I'm moving out. I'm probably staying in Cincinnati, but just, I got to get out of Price Hill. I'm tired. Damn near every one of my videos, you hear sirens in the background, helicopters or something. I don't know. I just got to get my kids out of there, man. It's getting worse by the day. I mean, I love Price Hill. Don't get me wrong. It's made me who I am. But at the same time, I got four other people I got to look after their livelihood. You know what
and
I mean?
And sometimes things change.
Yeah,
like where
absolutely.
I grew up, like it is what it is. I mean, that's my roots and I will never dismiss where I came from. I will never not go back
no
and
doubt.
Give or not like be a part of it. That's just not who I am.
No
but
doubt. Yeah.
You also have to look at, you know, other factors.
Safety. it's getting worse. It's getting way worse than it used to be. Way worse.
You gotta take care of.
Yeah.
You gotta take care of it. Okay. So we talked about how this all started. What are you hoping to get out of all of this?
I don't even know, honestly. People ask me that too. And I'm like, I don't know. Like I have no end goal to this. I just wanna
So what is your like right now, you make videos for what? What is your reason behind it?
Make people laugh.
Okay.
Just because life is easier with a smile. I honestly believe that 110%. Like, I wake up and I'm blessed to be able to just smile just because. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll crack a joke while I'm brushing my teeth or something, and I'll just make myself laugh. Like, I don't know why. I'm blessed for that, though. You know what
I
mean?
He's like, what are you laughing at now? And he thinks I'm laughing at him.
Yeah.
And I just lose it. He's like, what did I? I'm like, you just don't know, and I won't say anything because then it pisses him off even more. So then it's funnier to me because I'm like, I won't even think about you. I was thinking about a joke in my head.
Yeah,
and
something
you think
that
I'm
happened last
you.
Week or something.
Right, and I'm like, why are you mad? And then, of course, he gets mad that I'm like, now nah, that's funny. So then it just goes on for like 15 minutes, and he's like, you're
just
on one today.
Alone.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'll be on one because shit is funny to me.
But yeah,
be
I never
funny to anybody else.
I never knew what these videos could do for people. Like, it's crazy the messages I get.
Yeah.
Like, you just helped me get through stage 4 cancer, blah, 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 this and that. And I'm like, wow, are you kidding me? Even, like, some of the little motivational ones, like, it's okay to be tired.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? And then somebody wrote me, like, bro, you just saved my life. Like, real shit. Like, you may not believe it, but you just saved a life right here. And I didn't really think into it. And I'm like, maybe he's just saying that to give me the feedback or to writing back or whatever. And then they just kept coming in and kept coming in. And then the little kids dressing up like me, that, it gives me cold chills. I'll read some of the messages and just be like, get that little knot in my throat. Like, I'm a cancer, so I'll be emotional. You know what I mean? Like,
so is Josh,
I'd be sitting there and I'd just be like, damn, they talking about me. I did this for them.
You're like, oh, like, my goodness.
Yeah. And it's crazy. I don't know. I'll never stop, though. Mm. Like, I pray that my job don't interfere with this or try to get me in. Fired or whatever, because that's not the reason I downloaded this. I'm not.
Right.
You know what
is
I mean?
There
I
any didn't want, trouble or turmoil right now with your
I
job?
Don't believe so, because okay. I cover out all my. I'm the only mailman on TikTok that can't be in his uniform. You know what I mean? There's not to get anybody in trouble, but there's tons of mailmen on TikTok are walking down the street delivering mail, making TikTok.
Right.
And I do all my videos at home after work. I'm not recording on the clock, and that's all they asked of me. And that's all I do. You know what I mean?
Keep doing what you're doing.
And I told them, like, I'm not trying to get the post office a bad rep, like it's no bad jokes. Like, of course it's bills. They don't want everybody to think we just giving bills. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's funny.
It's funny.
Bills through the mail. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, even my man, when he comes, I'm like, well, you got another bill for me? And it's normally just junk mail.
Yeah, 90% of it is
it's just junk mail.
But I never downloaded this to cause no friction between my job and, you know what I'm saying? So once that happens, like, I'll never give up this TikTok. If they try to make me pick or choose, I hate to say it, but I got 30 more years to work somewhere to be great at another job. You know what I mean?
And we know your ADHD ain't gonna let that
ADD, ADHD, one of them.
All of them. Take your pick. Yeah. Take your pick. Listen, I love what you're doing. I think you're repping our city in such an amazing way.
Who they?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, we're just built different. I don't know. Cincinnati is just built different. But my piece of advice for you is continue to stay true to who you are. Your mission is to make people smile, to make people laugh. Stay with that.
No doubt.
Treat people that come on board as your family because they want to be there because they like you.
Yeah.
And they're vested in you and they care about you.
Yeah.
Savage fam, I couldn't be any of this stuff that I'm doing. I could not be here without them. And I truly.
Cold chills. Just thinking all these people just love me, man. It's crazy. I appreciate them so much. I can't believe it.
Well, and that's why I'm telling you, my advice is stay true to who you are. I don't care how much fame. I don't care how much money. I don't care how whatever. Your family made you, and your family can break you.
Exactly.
And just continue to be that Cincinnati pride where we just are who we are. Most of us.
Right, yeah.
Most of us.
There's some stranglers out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people you're like, okay, there's some little. But you are loved, and people will.
It's crazy.
You have helped many people, and they will go to the ends of the earth for you.
Yeah.
So don't take that lightly. You're holding their happiness, and I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but you're holding some of their happiness as they come on the app just to look for you, kind of in your hands.
Yeah.
And it's not a pressure of saying, well, you better keep performing. It's a pressure of saying,
these people
don't
are looking
step
up
on
to
them
you, right?
On your way, wherever you're
okay,
going.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So,
and that's why I always make it a point to like I think I've been consistent with at least one video a day for the past 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize like what these videos actually do for people, and even if I ain't got no little joke or whatever, I had to get on there and tell them like, "Hey, I love y'all." You know what I mean? Like, I'm proud of you.
And you never
you
know who that's
going
to touch that
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
I'm a firm believer God puts videos and puts people right where they're supposed to be.
No doubt.
Live feeds, whatever it is. So don't take that pressure either of, I better put a video out every day. Like, if you're exhausted and you can't do it one day, your family's going to understand.
Right?
They're going to understand. They can go back and look at an old video or they can do whatever. But just stay true to who you are
and know
what your mission and your plan is. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm just taking it a day at a time. Like, I really don't have no end goal for this. I just want to.
Well, my goal ride the
is,
wave.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
what it is. That's what I'm doing.
Have a good time with
it's
it.
It's fun. It's been a blast. And I don't know. I just can't believe it.
I
can't wrap my head around all this. It's crazy.
Well, listen, you're relatable, right?
I
think we see so many people out there that's like, oh, this snooty little person right here. Well, I didn't grow up that way. And most people don't grow up that way.
Yep.
So when you see someone that you're like, oh, I mean, you and I have the conversation. I'm in third grade. My neighbor gets shot and killed. Not everybody lived in a neighborhood right. or grew up
that they know about
with that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just didn't know that. So it's like, oh, wait, this person is authentic. They are real. I can relate to them.
And that's probably 90%. Like, all my content is relatable. Like, somebody has gone through that, or somebody needed a stimulus check, or somebody likes chocolate balls, or you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, hey.
The Cocoa Puffs. The Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you just thought I'm throwing out chocolate balls.
I was like, hey, you.
She's so nasty, y'all.
That's a different side of TikTok. Okay. So, I mean, if that's.
That's probably why you ain't never seen me on your For You page. I'm just on there talking about chocolate balls.
Wait, how many people have asked you to start OnlyFans?
None. I don't think.
Really?
I try not to be checking my messages and that.
Yeah,
I don't know,
okay,
but
yeah, stay,
I be
stay
messing
out
with
of
my
that.
Wife. Like, I probably could start an OnlyFans. Yeah. She's like, nobody wants to see your little pee pee. I'm like, girl, you better stop. But that's what's amazing about my wife. Like, she's, you know what I mean? She ain't jealous. She's just as down to earth as me. And she could throw a joke right back at my ass like no other. So it's cool. I wish she would get on camera with me, but
you know
she
what?
Just don't want to.
Listen, and don't force her.
Yeah, the fact I don't. I let her go with it.
Let her do her thing, because there can be some people that come in and then like, oh, well, that I'm this.
Right.
She's that. And she's being smart about it. She'll come on there when she's ready.
Yeah, that's
she'll
what I, that's what I told ready. Her. She was like, maybe if I get drunk. I'm like, no, you're not to get on here all drunk. Like, no, you ain't, girl.
She'll be showing out. You'll be like, no.
I'll tell her, I'm like, come on, babe, get on here and throw that ass in the circle or something. I need to go viral this week. I'm like, look back at it, girl. Look back at it.
Speaking of dancing, I think we're gonna get that one mailman to do a dance today.
We're gonna try. I told her gangsters don't dance, we groove. But she's like, come on.
All my friends in the club, there was one move. They'd be like this.
Yeah.
All right, listen. We're now at a part where it's the Savage Seven.
Okay.
So I'm gonna ask you 7 rapid fire questions.
Oh, damn.
You just gotta like answer
all
right away. Okay.
I'm gonna
get
them wrong.
You can have one skip.
All right.
But you gotta answer honestly.
All right, come on, yeah.
All right, here we go. Something you're scared of.
Heights.
Really?
Yeah, I'm terrified of heights.
Like, you don't
terrified.
Fly?
Nah, I fly. I just can't be up on like no edge looking over. I'll start shaking.
Like a ladder? You can't do a ladder?
Nah, I can get on. It depends on how high it is. Like
a step stool, you're fine.
Yeah. I ain't scared. Like, dang. Yeah, I can't get on no roofs. Like, no, if they're steep too, nah. I ain't doing it. Hell nah.
All right. Question number 2. For $1 million, would you start an OnlyFans?
I'll do anything for $1 million. You hear me? A ride. You better stop. It ain't much I won't do for $1 million. You hear me? Ooh, that's life-changing money for me. I need all that. What's his name? Bring him in here then. Don't play with me.
Oh, my gosh. All right, number 3. A dream collab. Someone you would want to work with.
I don't know, probably Drewski. You know Drewski?
No.
Oh, yeah, he's hilarious. He's funny. And I said that when I first started this. I was like, he's goofy like me, you know what I mean? But
okay.
I don't know, I think that would be.
We gotta send our bat signals out and see if we can hook that up for you.
I don't know if he'll like me, though.
I don't care. I don't even know him. I have to look him up.
Nah, he's funny, though. Shout out to Drewski. He's good peoples. What I've seen. I don't know him though. But.
I don't know. I gotta look him up. All right, next question. Dream job.
I think I'm doing it, honestly. I mean,
the post office?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
I love my job. I
that's
walk
awesome.
Around Price Hill my whole life. Now I get paid to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I've been training for this job
like,
my whole life.
But now I'm delivering mail.
But I like that job because, you know, at a warehouse, you don't get no appreciation. At most jobs, you won't get that appreciation. But I'm seeing over 1,000 people a day and are telling me, thank you so much for your hard work. Like, I got over 1,000 customers on my route. Yeah, my route's long as hell. But
they
all just tell me, like, hey, you're doing a hell of a job. And then they get me little Christmas cards and leave me little notes, make sure I got water. It's just, I don't know, I like that appreciation.
Aww.
And you know what I mean? People like to hear, hey, you're doing a good job. And I think
that
boosts me and just, I love my job. I honestly
That's awesome.
Love my job. That's why I would hate for this TikTok to start causing friction.
Like,
with
honestly,
it, you know what
if
I
y'all
mean?
Are in studio with us, like, you could see his face and how he's talking about it. Like, he's being completely genuine. Like, he doesn't want anything to happen there.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
We got you.
We'll
protect you.
We appreciate you.
We'll protect you. We got you. All right. Next question. What band or group would you ever want to be a part of?
I don't know. I think it'd be fun to be on that Jelly Roll tour.
What would you sing?
I don't know. I'm singing. I'll just stand up there and be like, hey, little Stang. I don't know. I'll just get the crowd ready.
You literally just come out like.
Yeah, I'll just pop out like, Stang. Y'all have a good night.
Well, you gotta sing something.
That's my whole set.
Could you sing it? Could you sing Stank Stank?
No, I don't know how to sing. Why you want me to sing? I don't know how to sing.
What if you came
this
out
this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Listen, y'all hear it? You heard it here first. He can put a couple tunes together. All right, next question. What would you do if you're at a Bengals game? You had to take a dump. There is no toilet paper around.
Oh,
what
damn.
Do you do?
I don't know. I guess I'm going home because I don't even take a shit nowhere else. Like, except my house. Like, I deliver my own mail so I could go home on lunch and go ahead and drop that little deucer and then head back to work.
But you're at a Bengals game and you can't help
damn.
It. You're at a Bengals game. You can't help it. There's no toilet paper. No one's around. What do you do?
Damn, who gave you this question? That's a hard question. I guess you pull the sock off. Hopefully,
take your sock off.
Yeah, hopefully you ain't got no slides on. You better use your sock. I ain't never had to do nothing like that. You gonna have a tummy ache?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's legit. All right. Last question, because you didn't skip any, which was great. Something you would never eat.
Booty. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Hold on.
That means you have.
Octopus.
Oh!
Nah, I don't eat booty. Nah. Octopus. I ain't fucking with no octopus. I just seen a video where some dude cooked one. And it's nasty. Y'all, she think I eat ass and I don't. She won't quit.
Just so you know, number one answer is ass.
Is it? All right, good. I was worried about saying it.
No, that's pretty much the number one answer.
Cool.
It's kind of funny how instantly that's what people say.
Yeah. Booty.
Look, y'all, it has been real. If y'all do not follow him, make sure you pick him up. Tell him your account name.
That one mailman.
You gotta go check him out. He's freaking hilarious and super genuine. And he's from the Nasty Natty.
Hootay.
He's from the Nasty Natty.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Go watch the videos. Go get him a follow. If you are not subscribed to this podcast, make sure y'all do that as well. And on that note, I'm out.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.